Upland Bible Church, Pastor Richard J. Olson, 920 Upland Boulevard, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89107. Sunday, first class, October 23rd, 2022, Romans.
Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing through the teaching of God's word. And therefore, open the word of God to Romans chapter 5, 1 through 5, the results of justification. Romans 5, 1 through 5. And in preparation to worship our Lord, a few moments of silent prayer, shall we? Father, we thank you, sir, for your infinite and your matchless grace. And we thank you, Heavenly Father, for the preservation of the canon of Scripture, the eternal and absolute truth of your word, that spiritual food and manna from heaven that enables us to grow up in the grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, that we might fulfill the very plan, will, and purpose that you have for each one of our lives. And as we assemble this morning to fellowship in the Word, we ask that our teacher, God the Holy Spirit, will set apart the absolute truth of Scripture to the nourishment and to the benefit of each one of our souls. We pray these things in Jesus Christ's name, amen. Well, we have, I don't know if you realize, we have quality control in Upland Bible Church, and the quality control expert is my wife. And Thursday night class, she's teaching the little people. And she wasn't in here. And we had two birthdays we were recognizing on Thursday. The picture was up here. I gave them their presents. But I forgot to mention it when we were recording it. She's listening to the class. She goes, "You didn't say anything about happy birthday to Joy or happy birthday to Brian." I said, "That's because I don't like those people." No, I had a brain fart. So, joyful. Happy birthday last Thursday. Joyful, also known as plus H. Her husband, known as minus H. And Brian, happy birthday last Friday. And now, today, it's Cliff's birthday today. Cliff Abbott. You might wonder about the picture. This is a selfie photo that he made. Cliff was a water polo, played water polo in college, and he and Ryan still are involved in a club, and they play water polo. And the sad thing is he looked different when he played water polo in college than he does now when he plays water polo. But he still wears a Speedo. And he's asked me if I want to come watch. I go, no. No. That ain't going to happen. So now that I've said all those things, there will be for me at the judgment seat of Christ great crowns and rewards. There is, and this is exciting. God, and only God can do this. God has opened the door for Upland Bible Church and the evangelism team to go to Child Haven again and again and again. And it's actually a miracle. Only God can do something like this. This is a government institution. And every time our evangelism team goes in, they present the grace gospel. They've been invited back November 19th. So November 19th, Saturday, 9 to 11 a.m., the evangelism team has been invited back. So I encourage you all to pray for them that they'll be channels of God's grace, tools in God's hands, that the grace gospel will be given clearly and accurately, and that God would draw by His hand of grace all the kids and the adults that are supposed to be there, and pray that God might be free to use this to His honor and glory to bring many sons into glory. Like I said, they just keep asking us to come back again and again and again. That's something only God can do in His amazing grace. So I know we have the greatest prayer warriors in the world right here. And I'm sure that every single day this will be something of high priority in your prayer life. All right. Well, Romans 5, 1 through 5, a phenomenal passage on the results of justification. There are four results of justification given in this paragraph. Result number one is peace with God, or reconciliation. Romans 5, 1, therefore, because we are justified by faith, that is, we are imputed with the righteousness from God and declared to be righteous at the moment of faith in Christ, we have peace with God. And that is reconciliation. We have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. That's the first result, result number one. Result number two, access. Access into the presence of the living and true God. And that's verse 2a. By the agency of whom? The Lord Jesus Christ. We have also obtained access. Access into the presence of the living and true God by means of faith. Faith in Jesus Christ. And that is the mechanics of justification. And then result number three, Romans 5:2b, eternal security. Into this grace, in which grace we stand in the past, with the result that we keep on standing forever, eternal security. And so, we keep on boasting, glorying, in confidence of the glory of God. That is the essence of God, who and what God is. And that brought us to result number four of justification, the establishment of the grace pipeline for blessing. Romans 5, verses 3 through 5, which says, And not only this, and not only this, but also tells us we have result number 4 of justification. And not only this, but also we keep on boasting or glorying in our sufferings, suffering for blessing, because we, spiritually adult believers, we know that suffering for blessing produces perseverance, courageous endurance. And courageous endurance, perseverance, produces or brings about proven character, demonstrated grace righteousness. And proven character, demonstrated grace righteousness, produces or brings about hope, absolute confidence, especially hope 2 and hope 3, greater grace blessing for time, greater grace blessing for all eternity. Verse 5, and hope never disappoints, because love for God, virtue love, has been poured out in our hearts by the agency of the Holy Spirit. The filling of the Spirit combined with the teaching ministry of God the Holy Spirit, who was given to us, to every church-age believer, the universal indwelling of God the Holy Spirit, to every church-age believer at the moment of salvation, faith in Jesus Christ. Well, Romans 5, 3 through 5 is one of the greatest passages in the Scriptures that describes suffering for blessing. The spiritually adult believer has lived the spiritual life by the spiritual skill. He is living his life in the light of the unique spiritual life that has been given to every member of the royal family of God in the church age. He has grown up in the grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. He has God's problem-solving devices in his soul, which enables him to clear the spiritual hurdles of suffering for blessing. These hurdles may include intense suffering, pain. We're going to see this in some passages that the Apostle Paul describes the undeserved suffering and suffering for blessing he went through. And you've heard me say this many times, the Apostle Paul was the toughest believer I have ever known. And I only know him through the Scriptures. The toughest believer of all time. He went through more intense suffering and suffering for blessing than all of us put together. And you know what he calls it? Light momentary affliction. Now, either he is not quite with it up here, or he's looking at this from the divine viewpoint. Light momentary affliction. And it was the most intense suffering for blessing any believer has ever had to go through in the history of the church. So these hurdles may include intense suffering, pain, trials, persecution, oppression, affliction, distressing circumstances. And as the spiritually adult believer clears these hurdles by the grace and power of God, 4 magnificent virtues of Christ are produced, developed in his heart. The first virtue, verse 3, hupomone, courageous endurance, courage in the face of great suffering. The second virtue, verse 4a, dokime, from dokimazo, proven character. You've been tested and approved, and therefore you're qualified. Qualified for the next virtue, elpis, confidence of greater grace blessings for time and for all eternity. So dokime, proven character, grace righteousness. The third virtue, elpis, hope, confidence, maximum confidence in God and in the Word of God. And then the fourth virtue, agape, virtue love. Virtue love brought to completion in your heart. Personal love for God the Father and occupation with Jesus Christ. In Romans 5:5, suffering for blessing is designed by God to have the ultimate objective, have virtue love poured out in the heart of the spiritually mature believer. Living the spiritual life by the grace and the power of God the Holy Spirit, operating by the filling of the Spirit and the teaching ministry of God the Holy Spirit, which combine in grace perspicacity along with the spiritual gift of pastor teacher, results in love for God being poured out in our hearts. And that is the ultimate objective that God has for each one of you in the short time while we're here, to have virtue love poured out in your heart. The ultimate objective of the spiritual life. What the Apostle Paul is teaching in Romans 5:5 is the exact same thing the Apostle John is teaching in 1 John 2:5, which we study in our Thursday night class. 1 John 2:5, if anyone keeps observing, fulfilling, obeying his word, the mandates of God's word, then the love for God, virtue love, has truly been brought to completion in his heart. And by this, we know, we appreciate, we understand that we are abiding in him. Meno, that is the Apostle John's key word all throughout. Meno, he uses it more than anybody else. And he uses it, and if you don't study this, and there's so many pastors that do not study and teach from the original languages. Meno is used by the Apostle Paul, or the Apostle John, for living the spiritual life. Living the spiritual life by the spiritual skills. That is how Meno is used. So that we, by this, we know, appreciate, understand that we are Menoing, abiding in him. We are living the spiritual life and attaining spiritual maturity. So the Apostle John is teaching in 1 John 2:5 the same thing Paul is teaching in Romans 5:5. Suffering for blessing in the life of the winner believer produces four virtues, the four virtues of Romans 5:3-5. The ultimate objective is to have personal love for God the Father and personal love for God the Son, which is occupation with Jesus Christ, brought to completion in your heart. Invisible God can only be truly loved by a capacity for love, which is in the soul. That capacity comes when you have passed through the door of hope and entered into the advanced stages of the spiritual life. The love of the believer for God is the highest love that can ever exist. Spiritual virtue of the winner believer has the highest love for God. This believer is a winner believer. By how? By the grace and the power of God. He understands what Jesus Christ did in his hypostatic union with his spiritual life. He has lived the unique spiritual life himself by operating by the spiritual skills. He is qualified to receive suffering for blessing so that these four great virtues of Christ can be developed. Courageous endurance, hupomone, perseverance, proven character, demonstrated grace righteousness, dokime, hope, absolute confidence in God and his word, elpis, and agape, love for God, virtue love, poured out in his heart. He understands that the same spiritual life our Lord had in his hypostatic union has been given to him. He has a happiness that does not depend on the circumstances of life, and therefore he is qualified to glorify God even in times of great suffering and adversity, as well as in times of prosperity. When the winner believer clears the hurdles of suffering for blessing, personal love for God is poured out in his heart. Through living the spiritual life by the spiritual skills, the winner believer gets maximum metabolized doctrine in his heart, and virtue love is brought to completion in his heart. And therefore, he has maximum love for God in his heart. Now, it's impossible to love someone who is invisible. God is invisible. None of us have seen God. We haven't seen the Father. No one has. We haven't seen the Son. We haven't seen the Holy Spirit. We haven't seen God. It's impossible to love someone who is invisible apart from knowing him. And there's only one way you're ever going to know God, and that is his thinking. And the Bible is called the mind of Christ. The Bible, the Word of God, is the mind of Christ. It's the thinking of Jesus Christ. The only way you're ever going to love invisible God is to know how he thinks. Know the Word of God. And that's why you find I'll be real honest with you, it's harder and harder to find a sound Bible teaching church so that you can grow up. You find that, where is that local church that you can be fed the absolute truth of the Word of God day after day after day after day? We have become just religious hypocrisy today in America. We go to church on Sundays and nod to God. And if a pastor teaches two times a week, why, it's a major thing. We have five classes. Five classes. Every week. And it will always be that. And we have coming up here Christmas. I know Christmas is every day. Should be for you. Thanksgiving. Christmas comes on Sunday. We're not going to have class on Christmas Sunday. But we're going to have not three classes during the week. We're going to have four classes during the week. I'm not going to... All right, you can stay home and open your presents on Sunday morning. Some do it the night before. Some do it the morning. There, it depends on whether you are still believing in Santa Claus. Well, you better watch out, better not cry, better not pout, I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is dead. But Jesus Christ is alive. So there will be no class on Christmas Sunday, but there will be four classes before, during the week. There will be no class on New Year's Day, because you're probably recovering from your hangover. Rebound is important there. But there will be four classes the week before. I have never short-sheeted the congregation from the teaching of the Word of God. I never have in 46, going on 46 years. I never will. And if it gets so that I can't teach, then the Lord is saying, you need to step down, Pastor Olson. I kind of feel like Patton. Magnum, you caught up when Patton, you got a hold of that one now. Patton says, I think that it ought to be with a soldier, that he ought to die from the last bullet shot from the last gun in the last second of the war, and it ought to come right there. Now, I think that's a good idea. So I don't know, I've mentioned that to God. He's going to take me home however he's going to take me home. A lot of you think that's going to be driving. And it very well may be. I might go home driving. I might go down to the dam and drive right off the dam. I've driven off everything else. I will do that. But I wouldn't mind. I know it might be a little scary for you, but I wouldn't mind. I just finish a class and God takes me and I just die right here. And you can have a party. Not the cheap wine like Vanslo drinks over here. Annie Greensprings, but you can have a party. Celebrate. And I hate the way most memorial services or funerals are done. It's a very negative and sad thing. It should be a celebration for the believer in Jesus Christ. You're absent from the body, face to face with the Lord. It's a time of a great, great celebration. I have been very blessed to be able to do the memorial service for Debbie's mom and dad and do the memorial service for my mom and dad. All four of them are believers in Jesus Christ. They're all four in heaven. And it was a great honor and a great privilege to do the memorial service of her mom and dad and my mom and dad. So it's impossible to love someone who is invisible apart from knowing him. And in order to love God, you have to know the thinking of God. The Word of God, the mind of Christ must be learned and believed and in your heart. And when this is true, then you will love God more than life itself. God's thinking, the mind of Christ, is the Word of God. And that brings us to Scripture for virtue love. Scripture for personal love for God the Father and personal love for the Lord Jesus Christ, occupation with Christ. Point one. 1 Corinthians 2:9. Personal love for God the Father. 1 Corinthians 2:9. 1 Corinthians 2:9 says, however, as it is written, no eye has seen, no ear has heard, no mind has conceived what God has prepared for those who love Him. Well, you better go home and read this again and again. This is absolutely amazing. No eye has seen, no ear has heard, no mind has conceived what God has prepared for those who love Him. What this is saying is that your very short life here on this earth, we're not here very long. We're here today, we're gone tomorrow. We're a vapor trail. But life can become the most fantastic thing. No matter what's going on in the world or in America or in Nevada or Las Vegas or your job or your marriage or your family, life can become the most fantastic thing. Two, God has prepared for you things that are exceedingly abundantly above all that we could ever ask or think. He has prepared for you things that are exceedingly abundantly above all that we could ever ask or think. Third, but that requires that God and the Word of God is number one in your soul, in your life. God and His Word, number one priority in your life. So that's personal love for God the Father, 1 Corinthians 2:9. Point two, both personal love for God the Father and personal love for Jesus Christ, occupation with Christ, are poured out in our hearts so we can clear the spiritual hurdles of suffering for blessing. That's our passage, Romans 5:3 through 5. Both personal love for God the Father and occupation with Jesus Christ is poured out in our hearts so we can clear the spiritual hurdles of suffering for blessing. Romans 5:3 through 5. And of course, Romans, the verse 5 has the culmination. Third, point three, personal love for God the Son. Scriptures regarding personal love for God the Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, occupation with Christ. First of all, turn over to 2 Corinthians 5:14. 2 Corinthians 5:14. Second Corinthians 5:14. For the love for Christ, the love for Christ, objective genitive, 26 genitives in the Greek, this is the objective genitive. For the love for Christ, and then the verb suneko. Now why do I have that little gizmo? You see that little thing there? Well, I don't know. Do you see that? Okay. S-U-N-E-C-H-long-O. Suneko. Not a very word that's very prominent in the scriptures. Suneko means to compel. It's a verb that means to compel. For the love for Christ compels us. And what is that implying? Love for Christ is the priority solution. It provides for you in your soul, in your life, the priority solution in your life that compels you. So, the love for Christ compels us. So, that's the first thing. 2 Corinthians 5:14. Soon echo, to compel. Secondly, there is greater grace for those who have an incorruptible love for Jesus Christ. Ephesians 6:24. So turn over to Ephesians 6:24. Ephesians 6:24, which says, grace, and this is greater grace, be with all those who? All those who love our Lord Jesus Christ with an incorruptible love. That is virtue love. Greater grace be with all those who love our Lord Jesus Christ with an incorruptible love. Virtue love. And then third, personal love for Jesus Christ or occupation with Jesus Christ is directly related to a plus H, self-contained happiness. Self-contained happiness means you have Christmas every single day no matter what. You have Thanksgiving every single day no matter what. 1 Peter chapter 1 verse 8. 1 Peter 1:8. 1 Peter 1:8, and though you have not seen him, and we haven't seen him, there are those who were present at the first advent of Jesus Christ who saw him. John saw him. All the apostles saw him. But we haven't. And though you have not seen him, you love him. And though you do not see him now, but believe in him, you greatly rejoice with joy inexpressible and full of glory. Happiness, inexpressible and full of glory. So combined with this love for Jesus Christ is self-contained happiness. You share the happiness of God. And this isn't just when things are going well. When things are not going well. Now, Al and Sherry, they're Montana Grizzly fans. I like Montana too, the Grizzlies. I even stayed up last night to watch them play Sacramento State. Sacramento State undefeated, only one of five or six teams undefeated in that division. And Montana was playing them at their field. And it was, I stayed up to watch this. I like Montana. They're ahead by 10 points with 5 minutes to go. The Grizzlies, ahead by 10, 5 minutes to go. They got it. Sacramento State's driving. They stop them on the 7-yard line. They have to kick a field goal. Now Montana is 7 points ahead, and they're going to get the ball with 5 minutes to go. Sacramento State starts to come up to kick off. And first of all, I'm looking at Montana. They have, the only people they have up close to the ball are three fat linemen. And right before the ball was kicked, they turned their butt to go down the block, and the guy kicked it off their behind. And they got it back. And then went down and scored, and went to overtime, and they won in overtime. You can have happiness even when you witness stupidity. And that was, we were always taught there are three parts. One third of football is offense. One third of football is defense. One third of football is special teams. Well, whoever the special teams coach is on Montana, he got hung right after the game. They're looking for a new one now because they should have had their hands people up there. They should have had all the receivers up there close so that in case they do an onside kick, they hit it and win the game. But they didn't do that. And I even said it to the Father. Father, if I'm ever this stupid to stay up this late and watch something like this, kick me in the butt, will you? Just put me through the goalposts. Well, when you get to this point of occupation with Jesus Christ, you will have self-contained happiness. Share the happiness of God. Love for Jesus Christ and sharing the happiness of God, they go together. However, if you live your life in Satan's cosmic system and never develop love for Jesus Christ, well, you will be the most unhappy Christian as long as you live. Four, subpoint four. If anyone does not love the Lord, the Apostle Paul says, you're under a curse. 1 Corinthians 16:22. 1 Corinthians 16:22. If anyone does not love the Lord, a curse be on him. And then it says, come, O Lord. Point four, personal love for God must come first. And with that love and happiness, you will have a fantastic life. A fantastic life in relationship to people, a fantastic life with regard to your values and principles. Five. In other words, personal love as a virtue is always directed toward God. God the Father and God the Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. This is virtue love, and virtue love is the greatest of all the virtues. The greatest is virtue love. Turn back to 1 Corinthians 13. Many of you have memorized this as one of your verses, or maybe you even have it on your refrigerator. First Corinthians 13:13. And now these three remain: faith, hope, and love. But the greatest of these is love, virtue love. It is virtue love is the greatest of all the virtues. Now Romans 5, 3 through 5 is emphasizing suffering for blessing for the winner believer in the plan of God as a part of his greater grace blessing for time, hope 2. When the believer lives a spiritual life by the spiritual skills and attains spiritual maturity, then God is free to convey to this winner believer his greater grace blessings for time. And that includes spiritual blessings, temporal blessings, blessing by association, historical impact, suffering for blessing, which is our passage, Romans 5, 3 through 5, dying grace blessing. These greater grace blessings are only conveyed to the spiritually mature believer, that grace righteous believer, the winner believer. So Romans 5, 3 through 5 teaches and amplifies a very special category of suffering. Suffering for blessing, given to the winner believer as a part of his greater grace blessings. All right, well, we'll stop here, take a break, and we'll see you in a few for part two.